Two U.S. Navy sailors arrested, accused of spying for China. Federal prosecutors arrested two Navy sailors on August 3, accusing them of passing along sensitive military information to China and undermining U.S. national security. Wei Jinchao, who also goes by Patrick Wei, was indicted for conspiracy to send national defense information to a Chinese intelligence officer and arrested on August 2 after reporting to work at Naval Base San Diego, the home port of the Pacific Fleet. The 22-year-old worked as an active-duty sailor on the amphibious assault ship the USS Essex. The Justice Department said he began communicating with a Chinese intelligence officer who tasked him with transmitting photos, videos, and documents concerning U.S. Navy ships and their system. In compensation, authorities said, the Chinese officer paid him thousands of dollars. Also arrested the same day was Thomas Zhao Wenheng of California's Monterey Park, who a federal grand jury charged with taking bribes in exchange for recording and handing photos, videos, and other information to a Chinese intelligence officer over a nearly two-year span. Mr. Zhao, who faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted, pocketed around $14,866 for his actions, according to U.S. officials. FBI Counterintelligence Division Assistant Director Suzanne Turner said the arrests are a reminder of the relentless, aggressive efforts of the People's Republic of China to undermine our democracy and threaten those who defend it. She encouraged past and present government officials to report any suspicious interactions with suspected foreign intelligence officers. It remains unclear whether the two cases are connected or whether the same Chinese intelligence official was involved in the two schemes. Between March 2022 and his arrest, Mr. Wei sent photographs and videos of the Essex, disclosed locations of multiple Navy ships, and details of the weapons of the Essex, according to a press release. Mr. Wei in June 2022 also allegedly sent to the Chinese official about 30 technical and mechanical manuals consisting of export control warnings and details of the various operation systems on Essex and other ships, including power, steering, aircraft, and deck elevators, as well as damage and casualty controls. The official paid Mr. Wei $5,000 for the materials and confirmed at least 10 of the manuals were useful to him, according to the indictment. In May 2022, when Mr. Wei became a U.S. citizen, the Chinese handler also congratulated him, officials said at a press conference on Thursday. During the same month, Mr. Wei also sent photographs of military equipment to the Chinese officer following a request from the official for details concerning an upcoming international maritime warfare exercise. The sailor in August 2022 sent another 26 manuals detailing the power structure and operations of Essex and similar ships, despite it containing warnings that the data were deemed critical technology by the U.S. Navy and subject to export controls. Mr. Wei continued to transmit other sensitive data to the officer through 2023, including information about the layout and location of weapons systems, repairs to the Essex, and mechanical vulnerabilities of similar vessels. The officer ordered Wei to make their relationship discreet and to destroy any evidence that could reveal their activities. U.S. Attorney Randy Grossman for the Southern District of California described Mr. Wei's alleged actions as an ultimate act of betrayal where a soldier or sailor chooses cash over country and hands over national defense information. "We have entrusted members of our military with tremendous responsibility and great faith," he said. "Our nation's safety and security are in their hands." In exchange for bribes, Mr. Zhao, who worked at Naval Base Ventura County in Port Hueneme, sent a Chinese intelligence officer non-public operational plans for a large-scale U.S. military exercise in the Indo-Pacific region, according to the court filings. The information disclosed included the location and timing of naval force movements, amphibious landings, and logistical support. Mr. Zhao also made photocopies of electrical diagrams and blueprints for a radar system in a U.S. military base in Okinawa, Japan, the court documents said. He similarly received instructions to conceal their relationship and erase any traces of the scheme. by sending this sensitive military information to an intelligence officer employed by a hostile foreign state, the defendant betrayed his sacred oath to protect our country and uphold the Constitution, said United States Attorney Martin Estrada. Unlike the vast majority of U.S. Navy personnel who serve the nation with honor, distinction, and courage, Mr. Zhao chose to corruptly sell out his colleagues and his country. At the Pentagon, Brig General Pat Ryder refused to discuss specifics of the cases. "I think we have clear policies and procedures in place when it comes to safeguarding and protecting sensitive information. And so if those rules are violated, appropriate action will be taken," he told reporters.